The Evolution of Stamp Shows, The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. In a recent issue, the editor of a major stamp magazine looked back to a typical collector's show of 1955 and noted the similarities between then and now. There were rows of exhibits, an awards banquet on Saturday night, and dealers offering to buy and sell stamps. Who needs Twitter, this editor said. Shows were fine then, and that's good enough for me. Except it's not good enough now. It's a different world than 55 years ago. There wasn't color television then, much less the internet. We take interstate highways and jets to get to stamp shows, and we have so many more choices what to do in our free time. Stamp shows today need some pizzazz if they're going to survive. As the song says, you gotta have a gimmick or two. Many stamp shows already are changing for the 21st century. The ones that don't evolve and adapt will soon be as dead as the dodo bird. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and a list of stamp shows scheduled this weekend, visit virtualstampclub.com.